Wyoming attorney Harriet Hageman is seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Hageman was raised on a ranch in Goshen County and is the daughter of former state representative Jim Hageman. She's one of the top private property rights and water rights attorneys in the nation and hopes to bring that background to the governor's office, where she hopes to fight a number of federal regulations and restore power to the state. I met with Ms. Hageman at her office in Cheyenne, and she tells me that she has a number of reforms in mind.
I think that there's several things that we need to be doing. And one of them, again, is the reform of the federal-state relationship. And I've been working with a variety of organizations in order to do that. The Madison Coalition is an organization that I've worked on for federal regulatory reform. But more specifically, where I want to see reform is federal regulatory reform, but state regulatory reform as well. I have visited with people who are in the oil and gas industry. I have visited with people who are in a variety of industries that have talked about the fact that the regulations in Wyoming can be so terribly burdensome. What I want to do is kind of what the Mining Association is doing with the DEQ right now, which is sitting down where you've got the regulated and the regulators, and you sit down and you go through the regulations and you talk about what is good, what works, what doesn't, what we can do to streamline, how we make things better, how we make things easier, how we're able to deal with things online rather than paper. I just think that there are a variety of things that we can look at in that regard. So federal and state regulatory reform is incredibly important. I want Wyoming to be the most business and family-friendly state in the nation.
One of the things when you say that, there are going to be listeners that suddenly get concerned. Well, she wants to get rid of regulations. Does that mean our environment could be in danger? Does that mean, you know, my personal safety is in danger? How do you respond to that?
Well, I respond to it by just talking about what the regulations are. In the regulations, the federal regulatory burden in this country is actually a hidden tax of $2.1 trillion a year. It's $14,000 for every household. It's the second highest expense that we pay behind housing costs. So it is something that burdens us every day. It affects the price of our cars. It affects the cost of our refrigerators. It affects our ability to get contractors. It permeates and invades every aspect of our lives. So you have that at both the state and the federal level. So you have a lot of duplication. We have, in the Environmental Quality Act in the state of Wyoming, we have some pretty detailed requirements in terms of how you would permit, for example, a gravel pit. What you don't need is you don't need layers and layers and layers of bureaucratic red tape. And I'll give you an example of some of the regulations that you see. These are some that I use in my speech. I travel around the country and I give a speech called Regulation Without Representation. And there's, for example, the USDA has a regulation that if you use a bunny in your magic show, you are required to have a written evacuation plan by July 29th, 2013. And if you don't have a written evacuation plan for your bunny, then you are going to be fined, all different kinds of things. That's the United States Department of Agriculture. There are a lot of regulations on the books that we don't need. What we need to do is we need to comply with the statutes. I'm not saying get rid of the laws. The Endangered Species Act is still going to be in place. The National Environmental Policy Act is still going to be in place. Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, all of those statutes will remain in place. What I'm focusing on is the regulations that increase the cost of doing business.
Harriet Hageman visiting with us. She's one of your Republican candidates for governor. I want to talk a little bit about our state finances right now. We've gone through a couple of years of budget cuts. Recently, the discussion has centered around maybe stabilizing our revenue base, and that could be done in a variety of ways. And I'm kind of curious if you agree that maybe should be done cutting and should be looking more at stabilizing revenue.
Well, one of the other reasons I'm running for governor is to put Wyoming's fiscal house in order. We have a $1.15 billion structural deficit. And the way that the legislators were able to address it this year, and I appreciate the hard work and the very difficult issues that they were facing. But in order to meet put together the budget they did this year, they diverted $500 million out of the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund, and they took $277 million, I believe it was, out of the LISRA account or the Rainy Day Fund. Right. That's in part how they met that budget shortfall. We can't do that every 2 years. We cannot be diverting water out, or money out of the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund. That $500 million that we did that for this year will now not be earning revenue over the next ensuing 10, 20, 30, 40 years in order to fund our general fund. We also, our LISRA account or the Rainy Day Fund is a limited amount of money. It isn't unlimited. So no, we're going to have to look at spending. We have to continue to look at spending. And I believe that there is a variety of ways to do that. I refer to it as right-sizing our government. We need to look at attrition. We need to look at retirement. We need to look at not filling those open positions. That's one of the things that we need to do. But I believe we also need to practice what I refer to as good government. We need to make sure that our government is transparent, effective, accountable, efficient, all of those things, all of those words that you use for good government. We need to be looking at what has been recommended in the efficiency study. The efficiency study talks about saving perhaps as much as $200 million. So that's another place that we need to look. We need to look at the relationship between our supervisors and the employees. We have one supervisor for every four employees in the state of Wyoming, in the state of Wyoming, whereas the national average is one supervisor for eight employees. So we need to look at the amount that we're spending on that on the supervisory staff within the state of Wyoming. We're also going to have to look at what we're spending on schools. We spend about $17,500 per student. I am a strong advocate for education, as you know my father was before me, and I have a lot of family members who are in education. I'm a strong advocate for it. We need to look at the amount we're spending on overhead and administration. I want to focus our spending on the classroom and on teachers.
With what you just mentioned, though, and I'll just push back gently and wonder, are there big savings to be made there? Because it still seems to me that we may have to find a steady revenue stream at some point, too, don't we?
Well, sure, and we can look at the revenue side, but let's talk about that. The minerals industry right now pays for 70% of the revenue for that comes into the state of Wyoming. So I talk a lot about defending, protecting, advocating for our legacy industries of minerals, agriculture, and tourism. Those are our most important industries in Wyoming. We have to do whatever we can to protect them and make sure that they can prosper. Mining, if you want to talk about diversifying our economy, people talk about tech. I'm all for diversifying our economy and bringing in tech companies, but the fact is that mining generates 50 times, not 50%, 50 times more revenue to the state of Wyoming than tech does. If you want to talk about an income tax, there are not enough people in the state of Wyoming to pay an income tax. If you look at it, our senior population is almost 100,000 people. When you take out the people who are young and below the age of paying an income tax, you take out your low-income people, just doing basic math. And these numbers are not going to be exact because I don't know the exact number, but let's just assume there are 100,000 people in the state of Wyoming to pay an income tax. And let's assume that we taxed each one of them $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year. For a two-earning family, that would be $24,000 of additional money out of our pocket. It would destroy our economy, and it would raise $1.2 billion. Our biennial budget is between $8 and $9 billion. It's not going to generate sufficient revenue, and it's going to destroy our economy. So we can talk about the revenue side, but the reality is it comes down to our businesses. The government does not create jobs. Private industry does. That's why I say we need to be the most business and family friendly state in the nation. And when I refer to the businesses, let's talk about that. What are some of the things we can do? How do we diversify our economy? We need to focus on those core industries. I was just taking a tour in southwestern Wyoming with the Trona Fields. One of their biggest limiting factors over there in terms of production and revenue generation is the cost of transportation. We need to look at providing them alternatives or options for transporting their product. Why don't we bring one of the end products for Trona or soda ash is glass? Why aren't we looking at bringing in a glass manufacturing plant? I want to look at our existing industries, the ones that are so incredibly important to Wyoming, and then bring in the kinds of businesses that would be symbiotic with those industries.
Harriet Hageman visiting with us. Maybe in the final couple of minutes we have, I would like to ask you about a topic that is raised its head again, and that's, what can we do about either forming our sentencing system, or we had to ship some more folks out of state again after years of not having to do that. What can we do to fix that with also protecting public safety?
I spent time with some folks in CASPER who are actually kind of experts in this area. We talked about the CASPER Reentry Center and a therapeutic community. We talked about a wraparound program for adults. I've talked to a child psychologist about wraparound programs for our young students who may be at risk and some of our families that are at risk. But we also talked about doing a wraparound program with inmates, with people who we are looking at paroling. We need to do more with our faith-based communities. We need to have our faith-based communities playing a role in this. People who are willing to just come in and provide a support system, lawyers, clergy, housewives, people dedicated to the success of these people. They talked about DEFY, a program out in California, which is real similar to an Open Table program, which is what they talked about. OpenTable.org is the information they've given me. I think that it is important. I think it's important for a couple of reasons. One is, why do we want to keep putting the same people back in prison? It's costly. It affects our families. It affects our children. It affects our communities. The recidivism rate is not a good thing. And they said that actually Wyoming does pretty well. I believe that we are one of the very best, or the second lowest recidivism rate in the nation. But I still think that we can do better, because we need to do better in terms of improving the chance of success for these people, make it so that they have jobs, they have places to live, that sort of thing.
Should the state also invest in more drug and alcohol treatment, or working to get mental health services available?
One of the issues that I have encountered all around the state is that we have some very serious mental health issues in the state of Wyoming, and we don't have the services available to address them. I have heard from every single corner about the mental health issues that people are struggling with, whether it is a parent or a child or a cousin or a brother or a sister. It is something that is almost a signature item for me in this campaign, trying to figure out how do we provide better mental health services within the state of Wyoming. I just met with Mayor Orr this morning, Mayor Marion Orr here in Cheyenne this morning, and I've asked her to help me with a summit, putting together a mental health summit, bringing in the people who are interested in, our doctors, our psychologists. I want to put together a summit. I want to bring in the tribal members. I want to find a solution, real usable on-the-ground solutions to this situation. But the fact is, a lot of the drug abuse, alcohol abuse, it's people self-medicating because there are other issues, whether it is depression or it is bipolar or it is a variety of other things. We need to find a way to provide more robust services within our communities.
Harriet Hageman, where can people learn more about you?
They could go to my website, which is hagemanforgovernor.com, and then we also have our Facebook page, which is just Harriet Hageman.
Our pleasure having you on with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.